it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What is shaking, Rockaholics? Happy hump day, everybody. Steve Miggs, I'm a person that sets their clothes out the night before. I like to be prepared.
Yes.
And this morning, the pants that I had set out, my favorite pair of like distressed, ripped jeans, I've had them for years, put them on. Bent over to put my shoes on, ripped the crotch.
You know what? They sell those at Target now.
Of course, my husband is laughing at me. He's like, there's rips all up and down those pants. You could probably still wear them with a ripped crotch and nobody would really notice.
No, I think Danny and I, look, we're not the most like, maybe attentive people in the world this early in the morning. But I mean, ripped around your knees, sure, well, that's fine. But if you had a rip around the groinal area, I think one of us might notice that.
It was right in the groinal area.
I don't know. It takes us a long time to notice things, Steve.
Yeah, but there's a giant hole right there. Well, she's not sitting there like, hey, guys. It's more of just like... Oh, so you can't see it from this perspective. From my perspective, her legs are just spread right up there.
Yeah, that's how I'm very comfortable in this position.
She's very comfortable. It's very awkward. That's why my eyes are always staring up at the upper part of the blinds.
Shout out to joggers, though. These things aren't ripping. I love a pair of sweatpants joggers. They're so comfortable.
Nice. But more importantly... How did babysitting go yesterday? You told us about it yesterday. You were going to be babysitting some kids.
You guys, this little girl, she is about 2.5. She has more energy in her body than I have in my little finger.
Yeah.
She was crazy in the best way. Like, let's do this craft. Let's do that craft. She's talking a mile a minute. We watched Frozen 2. That is a whole thing, but by the way.
That's not the best way. She said that's the best way. That's not the best way.
No, my favorite way is when a kid just sits on the couch and does absolutely nothing, so dad can sit on the couch and do absolutely nothing.
No, there was no doing nothing. There were Uncrustables. She has a little dollhouse. I crammed my fat ass into that dollhouse.
Well, maybe that's why you ripped your jeans.
Probably.
What about Barrett, though?
Oh, well, so the great part was the babysitting made it so Barrett didn't have to witness it because it was just before he got home from school. So the timing ended up working out perfectly. So but I did show him a photo of what I was up to, and I think he was, like, a little jealous.
What the f***?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today is the day to enjoy yourself a hot dog.
At what point are we going to rebrand it as National Glizzy Day?
I was wondering if one of us was going to think that.
I mean, we got to be hip. It's 2025.
But then, like, you know, everybody over the age of 40 is going to be very confused by this day.
Also, is a bratwurst in the same category as a glizzy?
I think it's more of a grizzy. I don't know. But you know what? Enjoy yourself a Seattle hot dog. Put some cream cheese on that hot dog and enjoy it.
May I suggest a place for everyone to go check out? It is the Red Hot in Tacoma. My God. And they have Seattle Dog. They have Tacoma Dog. They have every kind of hot dog. It's like a hot dog bar, guys. Yeah. And they have beer. It's amazing.
What is a Tacoma Dog?
It's got some bullets on top of the hot dog. We don't talk about that. It's very awkward. Oh, no. I was going to say Red Hot when you mentioned it, but like, I'm not going to steal Danny's thunder. Maybe he has another place. But the Red Hot is freaking awesome. Also, they've got some plant-based ones. And, shockingly, big wrestling fans.
Of course. They're everywhere.
Shout out to the Red Hot. Hey, it's another day and another awesome clip from the Seattle Mariners' Josh Naylor.
Whacks! Right field! This ball is giving the Mariners the lead! Josh Naylor!
That's right. The Mariners ended up beating the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3. We are now, because the Houston Astros fell apart in their game against the Toronto Blue Jays, we are now one game away from first place. One game away. Now, the Texas Rangers are still nipping on our butt when it comes to that last wild card spot, so we got to keep winning, and they're back at it again today. So,
this is our year. The Seattle Storm beat the Golden State Valkyries last night 74-73, and this was big thanks to Erica Wheeler hitting a clutch jumper with only 18 and a half seconds left in the game. Now, Seattle, this is our 20th playoff berth in franchise history, and Erica Wheeler ended up finishing with 17 points. Go Storm.
So say it with me.
This is our year.
I have no idea. We should go to a Storm game.
I would love to do that.
I don't know if I've ever been to a... I feel like I've been to one, but it was like forever
Same.
Ago.
Same. I've been to one forever ago. We need to step it up.
All right. This is
our...
They're going into the playoffs. The tickets are going to be a little
expensive.
Yeah, let's wait till next season. Next season will be our year, boys and girls. Next season, go Storm. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 72 degrees. Today it's going to be a nice cloudy day. The DMD is brought to you by C-Town Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we were talking all about how well the Wizard of Oz is doing currently at the Sphere in Las Vegas, just making millions of dollars.
$2 million a day.
It's crazy. So we ended up getting a voice message from a listener who has a list of other movies that they think should be shown at the Sphere. So what are those movies, and do we agree with those selections? We're going to talk about it at 6:20.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks to the Wizard of Oz, the Sphere in Las Vegas is basically just printing money right now. They're pulling in $2 million a day.
You're absolutely, because with a concert, at least there's still a lot of, I mean, I'm sure they have some costs that they have to put into it every day. I mean, I imagine the light bill is a little expensive at the Sphere, but you don't have to pay for like roadies and the artists or anything like that. So this is just like easy money for them at the Sphere.
It's averaging $200 a ticket. People are obviously buying that, and they're on track to crack $1 billion in revenue with Wizard of Oz, which is just wild. So then we ended up getting a voice message about this.
All right, earlier you were talking about the Wizard of Oz and how it's showing at the Sphere, and then you were talking about what movies you would want to have at the Sphere. So I've put together the top five movies that would absolutely crush at the Sphere.
This is a very official list, imagine.
Yeah. I respect it.
Random rockaholic who left a voice message on the Odyssey app.
In order, at number five.
Okay. Let's go. I'm getting excited.
I am too.
The Harry Potter movies.
Yeah. You agree?
That's fine. All day. I will go watch that every single day.
I don't know if I'm willing to drop $200 to see it. But if my wife got us a free pair of tickets, I'd be like, let's go.
Do they do season passes? Because then I could just like go every single day. I would just...
And are we doing the entire series? Like, are you going to just be there all day?
How many movies are there?
Seven. Whoa. Eight. Actually, there's eight because the last one is split into two parts.
So we're talking well over 16 hours of Harry Potter.
But you know, if they did that, everyone would show up to every single movie.
No, I imagine they would make a lot of money. Yeah, yeah, they wouldn't get my money, but they would make a lot of money. Okay, so number five, Harry Potter. Let's do number four.
Number four, Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I'm so out. No, there's no way I want to sit in the Sphere and watch them walk through a forest. I'll just go to the woods.
I bet it'd look awesome.
It would, but not sober.
Well, I wasn't planning to be sober.
Are you in for that one?
No. Okay. My girlfriend would make me. That's like, she'd be like, we're going to go see Harry Potter for you. We're going to go see Lord of the Rings for me.
We all go. Your wife, your girlfriend and my wife, they go see Lord of the Rings. And then we go find something. It's hard to find fun things to do as two guys in Vegas.
Good luck to you.
But we'll do the Lord's work.
Don't get bored. Okay.
Number three, Avatar.
Okay.
Yes, definitely.
No, Danny?
I've never seen Avatar, and I don't care.
Danny,
to.
It is so brilliant.
I don't want to see it.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't see it. Unless you can see it. Like in a theater, on an IMAX, or at the Sphere, then I would be like, yes, dude, you need to see it. It's visually amazing.
Yes.
I don't know if it's necessarily... I remember watching it at home, and I'm like, the story's kind of trash. At least I felt that it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, so far we're not agreeing with this list. Big Avatar fan over here. Have we agreed on one film collectively so far? Okay, so this list is not as crushing as the guy thought.
Number two, Pink Floyd's The Wall. I feel like that one has to be on there.
I mean, by itself? Like, what are you doing while it's happening? Drugs.
And at number one, lightsabers, starship battles, Star Wars.
I agree with that one.
That would be the smartest one to put up there. People would lose their minds.
Especially for the original, that opening scene. If you were able to enhance it, which I'm sure they would to make it work for the sphere, that'd be crazy.
I can't believe that he didn't put Rocky movies on there at all, though.
Well, you know, not everybody has great taste like me. If you had to pick something that's a non-concert, it doesn't have to be a movie, but like a non-concert thing to go see at the Sphere, what would you go with?
I said yesterday Fantasia, and I feel like I'm sticking with that answer. I feel like Fantasia would be so cool. Yeah, I would just love that.
I've been going back and forth. Part of me thinks, like, you know, going to see, like, a magician at the Sphere, like David Blaine, would be mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Then also, as a Cirque dork, my wife and I, we love those Cirque du Soleil's. That would be pretty freaking amazing if they were able to, you know, use the Sphere's vision, which I'm sure they would.
Oh, definitely.
That would be a pretty cool thing. And then, of course, wrestling, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Said no one.
Do Monday Night Raw at the Sphere would be so sick. What about you, Danny?
When they're sweating, it would just, like, sweat on you because they do, like, the 4D.
What an experience.
I would probably say Hamilton on Broadway, like the Broadway play.
Oh, like a
Hamilton.
Play, okay.
I would love to see that. Okay, Taryn.
That's our little theater boy over there.
I would love to see Hamilton in the Sphere.
Which would you rather go to? Go see WWE's Monday Night Raw or Hamilton?
Anything over Hamilton.
Wow.
The Daily Mix Show.
So what about you, Rockaholics? Not a concert, but what would you want to see at the Sphere? Call 206-803-ROCK. And it doesn't have to be a movie. It could be some theater production like Danny would like to see.
You are such a Hamilton hater.
But besides a concert, what would you love to experience at the Sphere? Call 206-803-ROCK, and we will take those calls after Black Sabbath. Besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere in Las Vegas? 206-803-ROCK. Old Man Kenny, you're in Gig Harbor this morning. What would you want to see at the Sphere?
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, real quick, is that the new member on the morning show? Team member that answered the phone?
No, someone helping us out right now, yes.
Just helping. Okay. well, like I told him, I don't know nothing about the Sphere. But the first thing I thought of was Apocalypse Now. It's got a great visual. And a great soundtrack.
I was going to say that about the soundtrack, Old Man Kenny. That's a good call.
That seems a little too heavy for me at the Sphere, though.
Don't take the drugs, Steve.
Yeah,
that might
be a little too much, Kenny, for me.
206-803-ROCK. Chris, you are in Redmond this morning. Besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere in Las Vegas?
I think the best movie would be Aliens.
Again, a little too heavy for me, but I mean, it's a great film. I think I'd just be a little too overwhelmed.
Yeah, are any of those horror movies? Talk about it enhancing the experience of a horror movie.
People would be leaving the Sphere on edge.
I think so, too. I mean, we've seen some video footage of people kind of losing their minds at the Sphere at certain types of concerts. I feel like that would happen at those, regardless of whether someone was on something or not.
Yeah, I think I just want things to be a little bit more cash.
Yeah, a little bit more tame.
I don't need no end. Like, it's like also like, I don't want to see Slipknot at the Sphere.
No, that might be nightmare fuel.
That might be too much for me. Like, even when people say, like, seeing Tool, which I agree would be amazing, it might be too extreme.
Okay, but I have a question. Would you see Slipknot if you were completely sober? Because that would be really cool.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So that's what I'm saying.
But it's in Vegas. We're not going to Utah.
I know, but
Utah has the Sphere, I would love to see that.
206-803-ROCK is the number. And we want to know, besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere?
So I said, forget concerts. I want the Sphere to simulate what it's like to be inside of a Seahawks huddle. They would have, you know what? We have the technology. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point they start showing like football games. And they charge like a pretty penny.
That would be super.
And you go
fun.
There and it's like full on, like you're using that camera that could get super close in on the play.
Immersive experience.
Yeah.
I love that.
Someone said, I want to see Beavis and Butthead do America.
Oh my God.
See, I would go to that.
Yeah,
that's,
for sure.
That's more my speed.
Definitely.
At the Sphere. Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. It is Jaden in Snohomish. Besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere?
Probably 28 days later.
Here we go again, Steve. Oh, zombies?
Man, people just want to be freaked the F out at the Sphere.
Hey, man, it's a good movie.
It is a really good movie. That might be my favorite of the zombie movies.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't have a favorite of the zombie movies, come to think of it.
How about Final Destination?
No!
Was it Final Destination 2? Is that, or 2 and 3, the one with the logs?
I think it's 2. 2. I've never seen any of them, but I feel like that would be such a fun thing to watch.
206-803-ROCK. Eric in Duval, besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere?
Oh, I'd love to see the old Warren Miller ski and snowboard movies.
Yes!
I think they used to have them in IMAX in Seattle, and they were amazing.
They were always, it was like such a big deal when Warren Miller's new film came out, but go watch it in IMAX.
Absolutely, and that guy's voice could put you to sleep, make you want to jump off a cliff with a snowboard, I swear.
So great. I love that, Eric. Thanks.
How funny is he said that one, because I was trying to remember who it was, and look on my Google search. I was looking for, I was
Extreme
like,
Winter.
I was like, who's the guy that did all those cool snowboarding and ski movies? And it was Warren Miller.
We used to go see those every single year my family would go. It was the best. I would definitely put that on my list for the Sphere.
I'd rather that than a bunch of zombies killing people.
Oh my gosh. I would definitely not sleep well after that for probably the rest of my life.
The zombie one?
Yes.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Sydney in Puyallup. Besides a concert, what would you want to see at the Sphere?
Actually, I got a couple of them. My first thought was Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah.
Second is Fantasia. And the third one is Pink Floyd, The Wall.
I can get behind all those, Sydney.
So you want to throw things, enjoy things, and partake in things.
Yes.
I feel like Tyron's all in for that. I feel like you do Rocky Horror. I've never been to a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
But from what I hear, it's very it's big on audience interaction where Definitely. Things are being yelled and things are being thrown.
I think that would be fantastic.
I don't know if the Sphere wants that to happen.
I think the Sphere is up for anything at this point.
Is Rocky Horror, was that originally a Broadway play?
Yes.
Or was, okay. I've never seen it.
There's another Mr. Theater over here. Some say it's better than Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
Taryn does. The Daily Mix Show. How would you like to beat the great Steve Miggs? He has a current record of 291 wins, 87 losses, and 77 ties so far this year in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you think that you can beat Miggs at 650.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.